Chairman Woodson, Chairman Berry, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology. My name is Lucas Jaffe, a year-round resident of Monhegan Island and 17-year captain in its fishing fleet. I'm here this afternoon to testify on behalf of the Monhegan Fishermen's Alliance in opposition of LV 1262. The Monhegan Fishermen's Alliance represents the entire fleet of active lobster license holders on Monhegan. We have been meeting regularly to consider how the Maine Aquaventus MAV offshore wind project may affect our fishery and to collectively decide how mitigation options may be designed to benefit the Monhegan fishing community. Our goal is to strengthen and grow the Monhegan fishing community, to maintain fishing as a viable and active profession on Monhegan. We are deeply concerned that the proposed legislation references the Monhegan Lobster Conservation Area, a unique area granted by the legislature. We do not believe LD 1262 is in the best interest of Monhegan, the state of Maine, or our global community. Monhegan fishermen have been conservation leaders, establishing limited fishing season, self-imposed trap limits, and apprentice requirement for Monhegan lobstermen. The MAV project will undoubtedly have a direct impact on the fleet. It is estimated that the wind turbines and the associated mooring system will impact 10% of the historical fishing area for up to 20 years, though it is still unclear what fishing restrictions will be required. Typical of Maine fishermen, we have arranged opinions about the MAV project. However, we have come together as a fleet to engage thoughtfully with MAV. We understand that this is an experimental project, and we are in discussions with MAV to see how wind turbines and lobster can coexist. We are concerned about the dwindling fishing fleet of Monhegan and see the potential for economic and environmental benefits from this project if done correctly. The University of Maine staff has been actively communicating with the fishing fleet about the project, and we have been discussing ways to accommodate our fishing tradition in this area and support the Monhegan fishing community. The Monhegan fishing fleet has not been involved with Protect Monhegan, and we do not support the proposed legislation, LD 1262. Thank you for the opportunity to provide comments this afternoon. Respectfully submitted on behalf of the Monhegan Fishermen's Alliance. Douglas Boynton, Lucas Jaffe, Benjamin Murdoch, John Murdoch, Christopher Smith, Sherman Stanley Jr., Matthew Thompson, and Matthew Weber.
Thank you. Just a clarifying question. You're representing the entire fleet of active lobster license holders on Monhegan Island. We previously heard testimony from the Maine Lobstering Union. Is there any overlap between those groups?
Or? No, as far as I know, there's not a member of our fleet.
So they were not representing Monhegan lobstermen. Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Representative O'Connor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Have the Monhegan lobstermen, have you guys been offered any returns for this investment?
Returns? Not in specific. We're trying to figure out ways that MAV would benefit us, benefit the community as a whole. As we stated in this, the idea is to benefit the fishing community.
Thank you. And just a brief follow-up. Do you have the same concerns about digging those deep trenches and the size of these?
Actually, if I remember correctly, the cable that is proposed doesn't include trenches at this point. That they're following the new ideas. Well, University of Maine can speak to this more accurately than myself.
Thank you. I'll look forward to hearing that. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Seeing no other questions, thank you for your testimony. And up next is Matt Feibusch, who is going to correct my pronunciation.